Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here on Audio Boo. And it's Wednesday. The 8th, I believe, of October, and it's 4:50 PM. And I'm not long home. I've just had my dinner. And my wife made new tatties. Pork medallions with chopped fried onions and garden peas. Followed by an extremely large dish of ice cream and mixed fruit. So I'm a wee bit stuffed. But I deserved it because I was starving. So this is a bit of audio I had hoped to record and add some background sounds to where I was today, because I was up at Andrew's farm. I got a call yesterday saying that the muck scraper was tripping out and they couldn't get it to go. And they really need this because it's a big chain driven beastie that scrapes the muck from the byre and scrapes it into troughs at either end. So while one's going up, the other one's coming down, etc. And it runs a cycle. So I knew I was going up this morning, but I thought that I would take my recording gear and record some background sounds from the farm. Turned out that the issue was quite complicated, and it basically took me from about 10:30 AM till 3:30 PM to get it found, resolved, altering the control circuit, all those kind of things, because it was actually the big chain that had cut through some control wiring, which took a wee while to find, but it's all fixed now. So that's the good news. In fact, there's loads of good news and some bad news, so consider this as an update of down at the farm, or up at the farm, whatever you want to call it. So, as usual, being up at the farm and working, and I had to put my wellies on today because I was in the muck, as they say. I can still smell it from my jumper. But it was nice to be there. Andra and Jenny were away. They were taking four beasts down to Stirling Market to sell on. So that left George, the son, who's now in charge of the new Red Aberdeen Angus. Well, it's actually his project, it's not his dad's anymore. It was a dairy farm, if you remember, and sold all their beasts off, and now it's purely a stock farm. And so the Red Aberdeen Angus is actually George's baby, not his dad's. So they get more free time to do things, so they were able to. They've actually just come back from a wee jaunt, 2 or 3 days down visiting family, Andrew's family, 2 cousins he has down in Wigtonshire on farms, one across from the other. So he was down visiting them last week, and when he came back from Stirling today, I was talking to him and he was choked with the cold. And the usual moan was that, what do you think of that? I go all the way down to visit my cousins, and what did they give me? That bloody cold. He was choked, by the way. Jenny, however, Jenny was looking great. She was well dressed in her denim jeans, very tall lady, and her smart denim jerkin. And I said to her, wow, look at this 60s chick, and her big radiant smile on her face. She looked at Andrew and she said, look, see, someone appreciates me. But it was nice to see them again. So apart from fixing things and being out there in the sunshine and the muck and the beasts and having a good blather with George and Jim the farmhand, and it was just great. I love being on the farm. I do love being on it. So basically, Andrew's still having issues with his Parkinson's. I didn't really talk about that today. He looked great, actually, apart from being choked with the cold. Jenny looked, as I said, looked radiant in her off-farm gear, and Georgie's wife with the two babies, a wee girl, and now his newborn, well, five-month-old newborn son, who looks as if he's going to be a big bruiser off a farmer. At 5 months, he looks gigantic. So anyway, I was talking to George, and he had a young bull tethered inside the byre, tethered by the nose to the stock railings. And it was tugging like mad, and I said to him, "What are you doing over there?" He says, "I'm trying to break it." So I thought, wait a minute, that's what you do with horses, isn't it? He says, "Aye, but," he says, "this looks as if it's going to be a great beast when it grows up," he says, "and I want to be able to show it, and to show it, it needs to be broken so that you can lead it by the nose in the ring and the nose to walk behind you and it won't tug and pull at you." In other words, to kind of just exactly do a horse to break it, basically. So this was the initial moves, apparently, was to tether it for a couple of hours, let it tug, and it was by, it was, believe me, was tugging like hell at these stock railings, and getting really annoyed with itself. And he said, "What you do is tie it up for 2 or 3 hours, and then you let it off and give it a wee reward. And through time, it learns to accept the halter, and then maybe you'll be able to lead it in the byre itself, and you know, I don't need to explain it all, but through time, eventually I end up with a bull, a very big, masculine, full of testosterone, or is it taurine in a bull? I think it's taurine, actually. bull that you can lead by the nose through a show, around a show ring, and then by means of that, you're showing your stock and hopefully winning awards. But I'll tell you what he was telling me, was that he's on the Red Aberdeen Angus Forum, which is an international forum, because there isn't that many people in the world actually breed these specifically, and George does. But in 2017, they have arranged, organised an international trip to visit some of the Red Aberdeen Angus farms in Europe. So they're coming from all over the world. And they've selected George's farm. Strictly speaking, it's Andra's farm. But you know what I'm saying. They've picked his farm to come and view and see him in his work with the Red Aberdeen Angus breed. And to me, that just puts the guy way up there, you know. And he's getting massive demands for stock sperm, if you like, sending it over the world to Japan at the moment. But he wants to, you know, greatly improve his stock to get right up there in the top. And so he's doing a lot of work with that. And he's only a young man, really. He's doing fantastic work. And in 2017, an international group of people involved in Red Aberdeen Angus is going to visit his farm here in the central lowlands of Scotland. I just think that is fantastic news, and I wish them all the very best. It's hard to believe, just an ordinary working guy, no father, I was just not a big flash fan by any means, and yet here he is, he's on the international market already, within, what, 3-4 years of establishing this. It's incredible, it's incredible stuff. So, yes, great news from the farm, all round. Apart from Andra's cold. So there you go. That's just a wee update. And as I said, I had hoped to do this while I was up there. You know, if I could fix this issue within a couple of hours and then get some peace and quiet in my own and record it. But it didn't work out that way. So I ended up with little time or no time to actually do some recordings. Which is a pity, because I prefer to have the background sounds of the farm and not my own home, my own garden. So there you go, great news from the farm, absolutely great news, and I wish them all the best. Yes, things are good for that particular family.